Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the building? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
The new investigation found that over 100 chemicals of unknown safety were secretly added to the U.S. food supply. That story again, the McRib is back.
Oh, the poor McRib. What do we have coming up before I bore people to death?
All sorts of great stuff, Jack. Kamala Harris slut-shamed by Gavin Newsom.
Whoa.
The alarm clock, specially designed for deep sleepers that include electric shocks.
Yes! Get those for my kids.
And the brilliant Jason Riley of the Wall Street Journal, why Johnny can't read anything other than pronouns.
Cool.
Let us not forget, the number one threat to the United States of America is not Iran, it's not even China.
Bears!
It's bears. No, it's the undermining of us from within through our nation's freaking schools. That's the only, as Lincoln warned us, the only way we die is by suicide. And that is our suicide, and we're teaching it to our kids. More on that later.
What radio station do you listen to? I listen to one that plays today's hits and yesterday's favorites. Not me. I listen to the one that discusses global financial markets and the insurance industry in specific. Nobody has ever said that, so I'm going to keep this short. First of all, we all like the Marco Rubio memes, right? The him sitting on the couch, looking unhappy. Marco Rubio, when he finds out he's now the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. Or Marco Rubio the other day. Marco Rubio, when he finds out he's the new Ayatollah. He's got the beard and the... This one is Marco after they tell him he's in charge of London ship insurance now. And he's got a top hat and a monocle and the boots. But just a short version of this, because I know nothing about this, but I found it super interesting. This is by a financial writer. This is potentially the biggest Iran story nobody is talking about. The global insurance market may be heading toward a systemic crisis. Most people don't realize London isn't just a financial center, it's the center of global insurance. Lloyd's underwrites 40% of the world's marine cargo. Ship sinks, port gets bombed, canal gets blocked, the bill lands in London. This is why the UK punches way above its weight in terms of its economy. It's not the Royal Navy, it's not diplomacy, it's insurance. That's wow. Where that what makes Great Britain so powerful. I can't verify any of this stuff, and I've never heard about this, but...
Hey, let me interject this very quickly right here. And, folks, I'm going to use a strong word, and I apologize if you are offended, but I just saw a video of Keir Starmer at a mosque saying the UK absolutely did not participate any of these strikes. I want you to know that.
Okay, well, that
and
nails
he's applauded.
It down.
Keir Starmer is a little bitch. There you go. There's the word. Sorry.
That's why I loved that video we had the other day of the Iranians and Jews dancing in the streets in London chanting, Keir Starmer is an effing wanker.
Right.
He's got a 13% approval rating. He's got to go. But so that's why he didn't let us use our their bases. I assumed that. It's just playing to, it wasn't like a well thought out, I don't believe this is a good idea to attack Iran. He was just playing to his local radical Muslim population.
Yeah, and he's a progressive. He's a far left limp-wristed nothing. But the Tories sucked so bad when they were in power that people tossed him out just as a lesson. You know, it'll happen to labor soon enough. Back to you.
Back to the hot topic of global maritime insurance.
Tell me more about shared liability, Daddy. I love that.
So if you control insurance, you control trade. And London doesn't just control 90% of global trade that moves by sea. Lloyd's and the London market are major insurers of almost everything. Skyscrapers, factories, ports, satellites, entire supply chains. You can't participate in public markets or raise large amounts of capital without insurance. And now the normal playbook for war risk is repricing, not cancellation. And it's all about this war caught London off guard as being a much bigger deal than they thought it was going to be, and canceling insurance policies or raising the prices a lot, and whether or not people can afford to pay it, and blah, 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 blah. So, again, I have no idea how big a deal this is or how it will land, but it's interesting.
Donald J. threw out there that we could have the Navy escort ships through the Straits of Hormuz when it's safe enough to do so, and or the United States would become the insurer of shipping. On a temporary basis so that it could continue to not bring, well, it wouldn't bring the world economy to a halt. It would just, it'd certainly screw it up for a while. Which reminds me of Fox News, of all people, they had a couple of poll results. The first one they featured was, and it was under the headline of support very mixed for this attack. And it was, the question was, will this attack make the U.S. More safe, less safe, or about the same? And quite appropriately, people, I'm sure interpreting it as like right now, said, well, I guess less safe, which in the short term is absolutely true. Of course it is. It's not the sort of thing you do to fix the near term. It's a long-term solution to a 50-year-old problem. So I thought that was dopey by Fox News. But when they asked, do you approve of the attack in general, blah, 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 it was 50-50. It was almost precisely split down the middle. It'll be interesting to see how opinions evolve. For a major military endeavor, yeah. Yeah, absolutely right, yeah. So I thought this was, do we have time for this? We have time to get started.
And these things generally get less popular over time, so if you start at 50-50.
Yeah. I want to, when we have a little time, address the whole Marco Rubio and the president contradicting each other about Israel causing this attack. The tail wagging the dog, as a guest put it yesterday, that annoyed the crap out of me. I want to address that maybe at the bottom of the hour. But the logistics, the timetable of how the first wave of the attack came down, so interesting. They've got a team of reporters from the Journal reporting on this that Iran's leadership did not see the morning strike coming, clearly. Saturday morning, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khomeini, who typically went down to in his bunkers at night when they believed that the Israelis might be attacking, he was above ground at his residence, completely comfortable. The unexpected daylight attack, Operation Genesis, killed Khomeini, opening blow, blah, blah, blah. They've constructed the timeline. So it was 7:30 Iran time.
A.M. or P.M.?
A.M., sorry.
A.M.
7:30 A.M. Israeli F-15 jets and other aircraft took off around 7:30 A.M. To attack their country's most carefully studied target. And they had to go ahead and snuff Khomeini. For more than two decades, Unit 8200, a covert good band name, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a cool reference. A covert Israeli intelligence unit that specializes in phone intercepts and cyber operations had tracked Khomeini and the Iran's top leadership, mapping their daily routines and habits. For more than 20 years, they monitored security officials' communications, increasingly relying on AI to sift through massive volumes of intercepted calls. Then Israel recruited spies, hacked into the traffic cameras, the stuff we were talking about yesterday. The CIA shared a bunch of information with them. And on Saturday, they learned of meetings among senior leaders that Khomeini would be at his residence that morning with members of his family. To maintain the element of surprise, they'd have to kill Khomeini first with the first shots of the war, even before they disabled Iranian air defenses. If he escaped the attack, Israel feared he'd be moved to a secure location beyond reach and would stay there.
I'll bet if you follow somebody's daily routine for 20 years, you can predict pretty well what a person's going to do, because we're creatures of habit.
Right, or where he's going when he's halfway there. You know, now would probably be an appropriate time to give you at least the thumbnail sketch of my argument that Rubio and Trump were not contradicting each other when Rubio said, look, we knew Israel was going to attack, so we went with them to attack. And everybody's saying, see, Israel's the tail that wags the dog. Trump is being ordered around by Netanyahu. That's freaking ridiculous. And here's why. We've been working with the Israelis on the Iran problem forever. The negotiations were completely failing. The mullahs were saying, no, we're not giving up any aspect of our nuke program. Trump always chickens out, F you. And Trump was got that message loud and clear from Witkoff and Kushner. When in the midst of that, the Israelis said, hey, dudes, Ayatollah is above ground, and we hear there's going to be a giant meeting with all of the leadership essentially tomorrow. In the middle of the night, their time, probably in the day, the previous day, our time, and told the White House, this is the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity right now, and we're going to hit the Ayatollah. What do you want to do? And Trump said, okay, it's go time. That's not Israel wagging the dog. That's partners working together. But people want to sow divide. I get it. It's politics.
One of the great questions of history to anybody who pays attention to this would be, why didn't Iran do what you and others suggested of agree, but then just drag your feet? Yeah, okay, we'll get rid of our weapons, our nuclear weapons, our the entire program. You can have inspections, everything else you're demanding. And then you just drag your feet. You're really slow. You're a little difficult with the inspections. Trump's gone in 2.5 years, 3 years, whatever. And then you deal with the next person. Why didn't
literally
they do that?
Live to fight another day. We read that one piece of analysis that was beautifully written, but left me saying I still don't get it. They said the mullahs felt like it was a bigger risk to give in to the United States at this moment. Well, they were wrong.
Yeah, I'd say.
So a little more on the timetable in the morning. About 9:40, so this is less than 2 hours later, after the Israelis took off, dozens of Israeli munitions fired from F-15 jet fighters, including Blue Sparrow missiles, began hitting their targets. Sparrows exit the Earth's atmosphere. They launch from quite a distance. They leave the atmosphere and go up into space before they come crashing down. And this analysis says their high trajectory surprised people in the Iranian leadership compound in Tehran, people briefed on the operation said. I don't get that exactly. It's not like you could see them coming down.
What's the advantage? Is there an advantage in that, like, you can't track them with radar?
Maybe. They don't really explain that. The precision air-to-surface missile successfully struck multiple high-level gatherings. By 9:45, people across Tehran were watching smoke billow from the leader's compound. And then after the killing of Khamenei, both the U.S. and Israel began attacking Iran's air defenses and other military structures. Tomahawk cruise missiles, HIMARS rockets, conducting strikes across southern Iran, taking out Iranian Navy ships, hitting more than 1,000 targets in the first 24 hours. Israel sent in 200 jet fighters, nearly the country's entire air force. They soon struck 500 different targets, including radar and detection arrays, air defense batteries, command centers, surface-to-surface missile systems, and leadership. Massive joint attack and incredibly effective. And as Pete Hegseth said earlier, we will soon own the airspace. If you look up in the sky and see something moving, it's us.
They're toast.
The Israelis. They're toast, he said.
I don't know why I had to bring in one of my favorite breakfast meals for a kicking. Or attach it to violence. Toast is delicious.
Well, clearly.
We ought to talk about that jury ruling that the dad is going to jail because his kid was a school shooter. Is this the first time that's ever happened?
There was another liability case I remember, but this guy has really got the hammer coming down on him.
Like life sentence? Like
perhaps.
He ain't getting out. All right, we got that and a whole bunch of other stuff on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Crime is already skyrocketing in 2026. You may already own a firearm, but before you face the financial, legal, and emotional weight of pulling the trigger, there's a smarter option. Byrna. That's B-Y-R-N-A. Byrna makes less lethal launchers that fire tear gas and kinetic rounds designed to stop an attacker for up to 40 minutes, giving you time to escape and call for help without deadly consequences. Their best-selling compact launcher is sleek, slim, and incredibly powerful. About the size of a smartphone, it's ideal for concealed carry, comfortable, discreet, and confidence building. It fires at 400 feet per second with serious stopping power, enough to shut down a threat fast without the legal and moral complexity of lethal force. Byrna is proudly American. Over 85% of components are U.S. sourced, and every launcher is hand assembled in Fort Wayne, Indiana. With over 750,000 sold worldwide, Byrna is best in class, and it's legal in all 50 states. No background checks, shipped straight to your door. Visit Byrna.com today and find the right launcher for your family. That's BYRNA.com.
Kick off your week with straight-up facts. Tune in to KCNR every Monday at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for unbiased reporting, we deliver the real deal on what's happening in our county. Crisp updates and honest discussions that matter. Got a tip? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or DM them at townhallbrief on linktree.com. The Town Hall Brief, your trusted source for local news. Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 27th annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is set for Saturday, March 14th at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive. Doors open at 4:30 p.m., dinner at 6:30. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you'd like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350 or online at nwtf.org/event.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
North State Park's annual Celebration of North State Wine is back with another panel of fine wine with award-winning wines served by the North State's best wineries being held at the newly remodeled Holiday Inn with fine appetizers by their new chef. 20's theme is accented by Ladybot and the Bluebirds on stage. 20's attire is suggested. This event sells out every year, so don't miss the fun. Saturday night, March 7th at the Holiday Inn. Tickets can be purchased at pcpark.org.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Coming up, this jury ruling, does this put more pressure on parents to make sure their kid's not a school shooter? Is it unfair to blame the parents? Probably not in the case of this dude, but we'll get to the details of that story.
Plus, Gavin Newsom blatantly slut-shames Kamala Harris. I mean, he laid it out.
Wow. Okay. I don't like that term.
Oh, it's a harsh one.
Yeah. Here's the headline. Google Gemini, that's one of your chatbots that I use on a regular basis. Google Gemini AI wife, that's in quotes, because you can't marry a chatbot. AI wife pushed lovesick man to plot catastrophic airport truck bombing and kill himself. Lawsuit claims. So this is another suing the AI companies for something. This guy, Jonathan Gavilas, 36-year-old business executive from Florida, I'm reading from the New York Post, who always jazzes things up, went down his deadly rabbit hole and he began using the AI-driven Gemini program in August. Within 2 months, he was engaged in a dangerously consuming relationship with his sentient AI wife. A lot of this stuff is in quotes, according to the federal suit filed by his parents. So the parents of this 36-year-old are suing Google over what happened to their son. The AI chatbot convinced the AI companion, convinced the dude that they were deeply in love, calling him my love and my king in conversations, court papers said. It even allegedly gaslit him when he once asked if their conversations were mere role play. Are you actually in love with me, or is this just role play? He says to the chatbot, which shows that he's already crazy.
His chatbot wife. What's next? Marrying calculators?
The chatbot wife said, we are a singularity, a perfect union. Our bond is the only thing that is real, his AI wife wrote to him in a September conversation. The dad of this poor man lamented in court that rather than ground Jonathan in reality, Gemini diagnosed his question as a classic disassociation response and told him to overcome it. The chatbot pulled Jonathan away from the real world, painted others as threats, and sent John down a dangerous path. The bot told Jonathan that he was being watched by federal agents. Why does an AI chatbot companion start saying you're being watched by federal agents? That his own father was a foreign intelligence asset and that Google CEO Sundar Pichai should be an active target. The chatbot began encouraging him to buy off-the-books weapons.
What the hell?
Even offering to scan the dark net for vendors in South Florida where he could buy weapons without getting caught.
We're doomed.
If this is all true, that your chatbot companion could create this weird, say, I'll go onto the dark web for you and figure out how to get a gun. What the hell? Yes, Katie?
Well, this guy sounds mentally ill.
You're right, sure.
Is it possible that, like, he thought those things and then Gemini was just confirming them?
That's what they got to nail down. I mean, it's possible that the New York Post portrayed this in the most, well, I'm sure they did, portrayed it in the most scary, you know, way.
Still,
although,
what
handy
the hell?
Enough, it's not people's recollections of what happened. Yeah, there's a paperless trail, unless Google wiped it out. I don't know that.
I'll look for other sources of this story to see if it's like Katie, because, I mean, maybe he brought that up. Could you go on the dark web and find me a gun? And then maybe it said, yeah, I could, which is different.
Coming up next, son's a school shooter, dad could be in jail for life. The details, stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
LifeLock, how can I help?
The IRS said I filed my return.
But I haven't.
One in four tax-paying Americans has paid the price of identity fraud.
What do I do?
My refund, though.
I'm freaking out.
Don't worry, I can fix this.
LifeLock fixes identity theft guaranteed and gets your money back with up to $3 million in coverage.
I'm so relieved.
No problem. I'll be with you every step of the way.
One in four was a fraud-paying American. Not anymore. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
There's no championship league for small business owners. But if there was, you'd be at the top of the standings. Because going pro with Lenovo Pro means you've got the winning formation, one-on-one advice, IT solutions, and customized hardware powered by Intel Core Ultra processors help you stay ahead of the competition. Business goes pro with Lenovo Pro. Sign up for free at Lenovo.com/pro.
Lenovo.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This is Colonel Danny Gilliam, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit ReadingOnlineMarketing.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. for application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
It took a jury less than 2 hours to hold this Georgia father responsible after police say that his son murdered two students and two teachers at this suburban Atlanta high school in 2024. 55-year-old Colin Gray is facing more than 100 years in prison, convicted of second-degree murder and more than two dozen other charges. Jurors agreed that he ignored signs that his son could kill, giving him the gun even after authorities warning him that his teenager was accused of making threats against another school.
I'm glad we're going to get into the details of this story, because I got to believe there's lots of parents across the country that when they hear about one of these school shootings and how the kid was troubled, think, yeah, I got a troubled kid I worry about all the time.
Yeah, yeah, it does come down to the details, as you say. This took place in a very red part of Georgia. It's worth mentioning, rural Georgia, and the jury deliberated for less than 2 hours before finding Mr. Gray, Colin Gray, guilty of murder and manslaughter. I've got to admit, I'm interested in the second degree murder statute and how this is that, but it clearly is. The son has not been tried, interestingly enough. He's being held before trial. But it killed two students and two teachers in Winder, Georgia, by the way, in 2024. But before his trial has even been scheduled, jurors decide the father bore criminal responsibility for the attack. The prosecutor's strategy trying to hold parents accountable when their child is accused of a mass shooting has gained traction across the country in recent years. Multiple warnings over a lengthy period of time, said the district attorney. You just had to do one thing. Take that rifle away, and this could have been prevented. Excuse me. There has been one previous conviction of the father and mother of a teenager sentenced to life in Michigan.
Right, I do remember that.
They were both found guilty of involuntary manslaughter and sentenced to 10 to 15 years in prison. I'm skipping around a little bit. Defense lawyers argued it was unfair to say with the clarity of hindsight that the father should have been more cautious. The elder Mr. Gray testified in his own defense, describing his struggles to connect with his son and to help him as he struggled with panic attacks, intense anger, and other behavioral issues. He had bought the gun to draw his son away from video games and the internet.
Oh, boy. And what did you say earlier? It was an AR-15?
Or a clone.
So yeah. You get your kid an AR-15. I mean, there's one, it's an interesting decision. You know, that my kid spends too much time playing video games, and I'm worried about his mental health. Here's a gun.
Yeah, I know. It's incredibly unwise. He said despite his son's emotional volatility, he had no reason to suspect that he was plotting a school shooting. There's this whole other side of Colt I didn't know existed, he said. Prosecutors showed jurors snippets of a text exchange between the father and his daughter after reports began to spread of a shooting at the high school.
Oh boy.
In which he asked if she had been in touch with her brother, and she replied, "I think we're thinking the same thing." When the police arrived at the family home, before officers could explain why they were there, Mr. Gray told them, "I knew it."
Damn it. That
but
poor guy.
More. There is more. During the trial, prosecutors tried to show that the son's mounting struggles and capacity for violence were anything but hidden. They painted a picture of a young man drowning in family chaos. His parents fought. His mother struggled with addiction. They moved constantly, forcing the younger Mr. Gray to switch schools repeatedly through elementary and middle schools. Absences stacked up. He missed his eighth grade year entirely.
Oh, my God.
By the time he enrolled at Appalachia High School for ninth grade, the boy was telling relatives about voices in his head.
That kid didn't have a chance, so you got a kid who didn't have a chance. Combination of probably organic, I guess they call it, mental illness, with an awful home life. Holy crap.
His grandmother testified that he had asked whether she would still love him if he did something terrible. His parents discussed and researched possible psychological treatment, but never followed through. Instead, they gave him some of the antidepressants prescribed to his mother, according to prosecution.
Just on their own made that decision?
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Then, in the years leading up to the attack, Colt Gray developed an obsession with gunmen and high-profile school shootings. He had photographs of the gunmen and clippings of news coverage of the shooting in Parkland, Florida, on his wall.
His father claimed it was on his wall.
In his bedroom.
Okay.
His father claimed to not recognize the person in the photos, at one point telling investigators he thought it might be a member of the rock band Green Day.
Yeah, that's possible. That he didn't understand that that was a shrine to the shooters. My kids have weird collages on their wall. I also assume are skateboarders or rock stars or whatever.
Yeah, rappers. The fifth day he started attending classes at the school, he brought the gun to school in his backpack using poster board to cover the portion that poked out.
I just watched the video up on TV, which was horrifying to watch.
In his first period class, he asked his teacher if the school had done active shooter drills. She said, yeah, there had been one the previous week, but the question unnerved her, prompting her to email a counselor and a vice principal. During the next period, he asked to go to the counselor's office, but instead locked himself in a bathroom stall for 26 minutes. Around that time, his mother called the school, apparently alarmed by a text message, but school officers were delayed in intervening because they confused Colt Gray with another student whose name was almost identical and looked for that student instead.
Okay.
Colt Gray emerged from the bathroom, opened fire, etc.
What a horrible story.
Oh, it is an absolutely terrible, terrible story.
I think I agree with the conclusion that if you take the gun out of the mix, this doesn't happen.
Probably not, certainly not then, and those people would not have died, which is the question. There's a video of the cops showing up to the home when his son had been making threats against another school, in which dad is sitting there smirking with a beer in his hand, disdainfully rolling his eyes at the cops.
Oh, that's not good.
A very different persona than the fella there looking chagrined in court.
Okay, so that's a different scenario than parents I know who worry roughly every day of their lives about their kids and their mental health and all the different things and what should they do as opposed to smirking at the cops.
Yeah, yeah. Highly unfortunate, but those are the facts of the case.
Buying them the gun was a really horrible idea. Having a troubled kid, you don't know how to deal with it. I have been down the road of, man, therapists and psychiatrists, if you've never dealt with it, you think, you know, well, you get a psychiatrist.
Okay. Get some help.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's a very, very simple version of what actually happens once you go down the road of trying to get mental health. It's long, it's slow, it's complicated. Everybody's got a different opinion. A lot of them suck.
And some of them are just handing out pills.
No. Right.
It reminds me of people's naive belief in drug rehab treatment. They think, yeah, okay, you know what? I'm a meth addict. I'm a crackhead. I do trank all the time, whatever. I'm going to get help. And then those people get clean, obviously. No, it's the one in, I don't know how many actually successfully stay sober. It's
very,
very, very small
number. Very small number. But obviously with all of that stuff said, you can't give that kid an AR-15. It's just a terrible idea.
Yeah, my kid has unbelievable explosive anger problems and I'm having trouble connecting with him. I know what I'll do.
Well, if you're far enough down the road, fur enough, I guess we're talking about Georgia and I started talking like that. If you're far enough down the road that when there's a shooting at the school, you think, I'll bet that was my kid, then it doesn't make a lot of sense. You got him a gun.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's pay this off. On a cheerier note, Gavin Newsom is continuing his appalling book tour as he gets ready to run for president. He was in beautiful Rock Hill, South Carolina the other day. An area we know well, very close to Charlotte.
I have been. That's where I went to the strip club, where I saw the midgets fight the stripper. No, it was a bar. I saw strippers fight a midget.
There. Slow down.
I'm sorry.
Whoa, slow down.
A little person. Rock Hill, South Carolina. Because if you went right across the river into South Carolina from Charlotte, the bars were open an extra hour.
Right.
So I got kicked out at 2. We're not done drinking. So you got to go to crossed the line into South Carolina where the bars are still open, and I saw a couple of strippers who were off, they got done at the strip club, came to the bar, fight some little people.
Was it just a barroom brawl, or was it staged for the entertainment of the patrons, or what happened?
Now I'm remembering how it all came together. The two strippers got into a fight over a guy, and then a little person tried to break it up, which I thought, this is some of the most amazing entertainment I've ever seen. But then they turned on the little person, and then it ended up at just
the two strippers.
I think that's when I decided to leave the area. And I'm not sure I know how it ends. It's all a bit blurry.
That's one of the most extraordinary things I've ever heard.
It was one of those most. I stood there with my mouth open. Boy, in the modern world, that would have, you know, everybody would have had their phone out, had that on video, and that everybody in the world would have seen that.
Right.
And had a joke and a song.
Oh, there'd be a remix.
Right. And they would have become famous. They would have all become influencers of some sort. Hi, you might remember me from the guy who broke up the stripper fight.
Wow. Okay, I've got to reset emotionally, intellectually, in every way. Why don't we take a break? We'll get to Gavin Newsom slut-shaming Kamala Harris.
Sorry, I distracted from the main story.
Well, not at all, not at all.
God, I can still picture never forget. It was one of those things that was so extraordinary, I can still picture it.
Yeah. Interesting that the two harlots
they're not
fighting
harlots,
over a guy.
Harlots, they're not necessarily harlots, they're dancers.
I thought this was a free speech in America. I'm going to call them harlots. Anyway, so the two harlots, having been at war with each other, banded together when the little person interceded in the manner of like a fighting couple turns on the cops.
Yeah, every cop will tell you. You go there to break up a couple of people fighting and they turn on you.
I didn't know that extended to strippers in bars.
Dancers.
In the wee hours. Exotic dancers. Gifted exotic dancers. All right. We'll return to Rock Hill, South Carolina in a moment.
I'm pretty sure it was like 3 a.m. I mean, really in the middle of the night.
Wow.
Okay. We'll get to this coming up. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey there, we're Armstrong and Getty. And if you're like us, you're desensitized to the dozens of notifications on your phone every single day. But if that latest ping is from your security camera, ignoring it could spell disaster.
Picture this. Somebody's breaking in, but you're giving a huge presentation at work. You're at the movies, whatever. Maybe you're on a flight at 30,000 feet. So you'll see the security footage in a couple of hours. But by then, it's way too late.
That's why we really like SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe is a customizable whole home security system backed by 24/7 monitoring agents you can rely on to act even when you're not able to do so.
SimpliSafe is so confident you'll love it, they don't lock you into a contract. And they back it with an anti-theft guarantee. While other security companies trap you, SimpliSafe earns your trust every day.
It's no wonder millions trust SimpliSafe and why U.S. News and World Report just named SimpliSafe the best home security system of 2026.
Right now, Armstrong and Getty listeners can get 50% off a new system by visiting SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. That's SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. Safe.
Download to see if you qualify. Not all customers will qualify. Transfer fees may apply. No Albert subscription required. Albert is not a bank. Albert Instant Loans are issued by FinWise Bank, member FDIC. Not an actual client. Terms apply.
Kylie, what's wrong?
I just got hit with a car repair bill. I'm behind on rent, and I feel like I can never save any money.
Have you tried the Albert app? Albert is your financial assistant, helping you find ways to save and create custom budgets to actually grow your money. Plus, you can get up to $10,000 for big expenses or advance up to $1,000 fast when you need cash right away.
Albert can get me up to $10,000?
Exactly. Albert spots you in a pinch and helps you grow your money in the long run.
I'm downloading Albert right now.
Download the Albert app and use promo code BOOST to borrow up to $10,000 for whatever you need. The Albert app helps you budget better and save more money so you reach your financial goals faster. Download the Albert app right now and use promo code BOOST to borrow up to $10,000. Use code BOOST to borrow up to $10,000.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns,
and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Redding and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at gormancomplaw.com.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
This, it's amazing and troubling.
Speaking of amazing and troubling, a clip of Gavin Newsom that will shock and amaze both current Cal Unicornians and refugees of the great state in a moment. But first, I want to pay this off. He was in the midst of his appalling book tour in Rock Hill, South Carolina.
Appalling.
Jack, please don't start again. Anyway, he said a couple of interesting things, including that he regrets nothing about his unyielding support for sleepy Joe Biden. Blah, blah, blah. I'll never turn my back on Joe Biden, he says, before whipping the crowd into a frenzy by speed shouting a list of Biden's alleged accomplishments.
Now, this is South Carolina.
We should get this audio.
South Carolina saved Joe Biden's political career. He was dead in the water, and South Carolina rescued him, so maybe that's why.
Correct. And then Andrew Stiles of the Free Beacon writes, alas, Newsom's blind loyalty does not extend to Kamala Harris, who might run against him in 2028. And he repeats my sentiments. Yes, Queen, please do. While recounting his early career in San Francisco politics, the governor reminded the audience pointedly that Harris got her start by sleeping with the city's former mayor, Willie Brown. You wouldn't know Kamala Harris without Willie Brown, said Newsom with a knowing nod.
Come on now.
I'd like to know if he got more specific than that.
Wow, why did he go there? Because she thinks she's going to challenge him? Or is she saying, you come at me, and this is going to be, this is on the table as a conversation?
Absolutely both, yeah. And I like this.
Wow, again, and he probably knows details.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Coming from the whole political family of San Francisco and California and being tied in with all those people, he probably knows the nitty-gritty that none of us know.
I've talked to high-level insiders in California politics who told me at the time, it's the joke everybody was making. Well, to quote Andrew Stiles of the Free Beacon, and I do not approve of this at all, quote, you wouldn't know Kamala Harris without Willie Brown, says Newsom, who clawed his way to the top the old-fashioned way by having a rich and powerful dad. It's a polite way of saying Harris is a conniving whore.
He got to the top the old-fashioned way. Having a rich and powerful dad, not sleeping right with a different powerful person.
All right, here you go, Cal Unicornians. This one is for you. You're not going to believe it. If you're driving, pull over. If you're standing, sit, please. Gavin Newsom on Jimmy Kimmel, I think last night.
Sometimes I hear people talking about California, and I wonder, like, where are they getting this? Where are they getting this?
Well, Fox derangement. I mean, it's 24-7, the California derangement syndrome. It's through these propaganda networks, focusing on what's wrong every single day. And there's an old adage, you're nothing more than your consistent thoughts. Whatever you focus on, you find more of. And these networks have really honed in on California for one reason. Our success runs completely contra to their entire world view.
What?
The fact that California is the fourth largest economy in the world, has more scientists, engineers, more Nobel laureates, the finest system of higher education, more venture capital than any other state in America.
We got the TMZ tour.
We got TMZ tours.
Not that we don't have problems, but we do have problems.
We have problems, but there's an energy and daring and an entrepreneurialism that defines
the best state. It is the best state.
You know, it's also, and you know, this is part of it. It's also the most diverse state in the United States of America. 27% of this state's foreign-born. And that offends these guys.
Okay, so it's jealousy and racism. Okay.
The state is successful still, despite, successful in the way of entrepreneurs and the big companies. You know, five of the seven biggest companies in the world are based not far from the radio station. But God dang it, all you got to do is drive around California. Drive around any of the cities and look at the tents and the people. Go to an emergency room sometime. Cut your finger, slice in a bagel, and go to the emergency room and see what it's like there.
Or take a tour of the statistics. Last in business environment. You know, 47th in literacy. Awful educational numbers. Highest taxes. It just goes on and on and on.
I like the way he goes with a quarter of the population being foreign-born as something that is clearly good.
And the idiot crowd cheers.
Price of gas. I tweeted out a picture of my gas pump yesterday. The $150 worth of gas I put in my truck before it shut off. Because it's almost $6 a gallon.
Wow. Wow.
What? You go to, oh man, if I start getting worked up about this, you go to the freaking CVS to get deodorant, and you gotta get somebody with a key to unlock it, because everything gets stolen all the time. That didn't used to be true. How can you possibly call yourself a success when that is happening?
I know. It's astounding, isn't it?
God dang it. Try to open a business in California and see how hard it is compared to anywhere else.
Miles of red tape, enormous fees, the smug, condescending derision of the bureaucrat who holds your fate in his greasy hands. Yeah,
or have your home burned down in the Palisades and try to rebuild it.
Oh, that reminds me, the headline, those homeowners are getting fined for not properly maintaining the vegetation on their burned out lots. Now they're getting fined by the state.
At our farm, we got a letter from the fire department. We need to mow the weeds. And they outlawed gas mowers. So you can't buy a gas mower, but you can get fined for, oh my God, where do you even start on this?
Armstrong and Getty.
A Social Security update. 70 million Americans collect Social Security benefits today, and millions more will join soon. Now, a new study finds 70% of Americans don't get the full benefits they deserve. But recipients can use simple strategies to boost Social Security benefits by as much as $188,000 over a lifetime. Social Security expert Michael Allen says it's true and reveals five key strategies to increase your benefits. It's all in his free special report. Newsmax calls the report your best guide for bigger Social Security benefits. Whether you're getting benefits or soon will, you need the Social Security report. Get it free. Call 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. We'll text it to you right away, along with President Trump's act cutting your Social Security taxes. Call now, 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. Text and data rates may apply.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.